This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, mock draft injection time. Pettycast, top of the hour. Got some good petties this week, man. Be ready to send yours in, 713-572-4610. Before we get to the actual mock draft we're doing here, I think it's this is definitely the morning in the segment to wonder, how does the Tunsil trade impact how the experts think the Texans are going to zig or zag in this draft, Seth? Does it become much, much harder now to find a mock draft moving forward that doesn't, at least currently? Now, the things could change in free agency in the next 10 hours, and they sign a tackle or sign a guard or both or whatever. Anything right. can happen. But as currently constructed, I would say that you'd be hard pressed to find people thinking the Texans shouldn't take an offensive lineman in the first round right now.
Right. Yeah. I think that becomes very much what I'm guessing every mock draft in the next couple of weeks is going to have an offensive lineman going to the Texans. Now that it all depends obviously on what they do in free agency. And then what is available when you get down closer to pick number 25.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be fascinating, because the Texans have some extra draft capital now if they want to move up. Or are they just going to go more of a blue-collar mindset of, listen, we don't have to stretch to try to get a first rounder or anything. We just want to get solid football players who play their responsibilities, who care about run blocking, all the rest of it. But yeah, my appetite for any kind of an offensive lineman, this is what I get nervous about. Is okay, let's say you draft a guard, but then you're thinking, we've got Titus Howard at one offensive tackle and Blake Fisher at the other. I've got questions about certainly Blake Fisher. Titus Howard is I better than I think people feel about him emotionally, but you don't look at him as like a blue chipper. He's going to be on the team for the next 10 years, so there's certainly room for improvement. I get nervous about Blake Fisher, because Blake Fisher did some promising things as a rookie, but he's got to take that next step up.
Yeah, I mean, if they were putting a depth chart together today, he's definitely a starting tackle, and he might be starting at left tackle for you right now if you had to put a depth chart together today. Things are going to change. I've got a proposal. I'll do the proposal that I have after we do this actual mock draft. And this one is Tom Fornelli, who's one of the draft experts at CBSSports.com. With the 25th overall pick in the Tom Fornelli CBSSports.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Emeka Ogbuka, wide receiver, Ohio State. To be clear, I had a hard time finding a mock draft last night before I went to bed that had factored in the Tunsil trade. You know, I tried and tried and tried. So I thought instead, Seth, ceremonially, we could draft a wide receiver today, because we'll probably, at least as currently constructed, not be seeing one of these for a while. A wide receiver at 25.
Well, and Matthew Golden out of Texas, who especially now that...
That's who I want.
And I wonder with Ibuka, now that they have Christian Kirk in the fold and in the mix, I'd like a guy with speed on the outside, and Matthew Golden fits that much better than Ibuka does. My appetite for receivers isn't as high as it was before they traded for Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
So I'm not overly excited about this. There's a lot to like about Ibuka, but also like Josh Simmons, the offensive lineman from Ohio State, is still on the board at this point. Why didn't you like Josh Simmons? Is Josh Simmons a bad dude or something? Yeah. Come on.
He's on the same film that Ibuka was on. They played on the same team, by God. Yeah. Here's what I'm hoping is a possibility, and it's something you just touched on, and I'm with a little bit more specificity, I would say, I would, if a guy like Will Campbell of LSU starts to fall to the bottom of the top 10,
yeah,
can you flip the Tunsil draft capital that you got to make a Will Anderson type of move to go get Will Campbell? And the reason I bring up Will Campbell is I've watched a ton of interviews with this kid, obviously watched him play a ton. LSU is probably one of the teams that I watched almost as much as Notre Dame this year because I hate watch them because of Brian Kelly. So I saw a lot of Will Campbell. Every interview he does, he's amazing. He's incredibly aggressive. He's the opposite of Laremy Tunsil in terms of how he approaches the run game and aggressiveness with his big, heavy hands and things like that.
Yeah.
He's not the perfect tackle. Otherwise, he'd be going in the top three. Most mock drafts, he's going anywhere from like 7 to 12 in that range. I don't know what the price tag is to go from 25 to 7 or 12 for a tackle. Like, and it's different going up to get a tackle than it is going up to get a quarterback. People know that. But I feel like the same reasons you brought in Will Anderson to help reset culture on the defensive side of the ball, be the face of that, I feel like a guy like Will Campbell at LSU could be that for your offensive line room.
Three of the notes that I had written down from various draft junkies that I respect.
Yeah.
So I don't remember who I took this from, but it's in my notes, my bullet points under Will Campbell. Fundamentals, IQ, and competitive toughness. Competitive toughness, which it shows up on film. That's that swarm mentality.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot to like him, not just as a prospect, but the right kind of football character. More of what you want on that offensive line and on the offense in general.
Yeah.
Because you want bulldogs. You want guys who will fight. You want guys it's one of the things I liked about Blake Fisher when he was in college. Like, Blake Fisher has a little bit of nastiness to him that you wouldn't know. And this is the other thing that goes back to D'Amico Ryans. If you want this team in the image of D'Amico Ryans, okay, you'd never know what D'Amico Ryans was like as a football player when you see him in an interview or when you see him interact with people off the football field. Just a completely different guy. I think Will Campbell shows some of that on film. The Texans just need more of that on offense.
And so you'd be in favor of something like that?
If they made an aggressive trade up, I'd get excited about
it. You've got extra money in your pocket now, you know? I think there's just as good a chance that Nick does what he did last year, trades out of the first round, and now he's got this cadre of second and third round picks. This is reportedly a draft that I've seen a lot of reports that once you get to 20, the grades are not that drastically different than the guys they have at 50 and 60. And so we'll see what happens. But I, it's Will Campbell specifically for me. Like, I see that as sort of a template for the same thing they did with Will Anderson, but not as expensive. I don't think you're giving up future firsts and a current year second to go up to get Will Campbell. But if he gets down to that 8-9-10 range and you got some team that's amenable to getting a 2 and a 3 that you happen to have in your back pocket, you got to throw an extra pick in there, maybe a day 3 pick. Go get him, man. Go get him.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
One of the guys, too, that's intriguing now with the Texans where they are, where maybe Tytus Howard plays guard, maybe if Blake Fisher flops over to left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Jackson,
yeah,
from Ohio State, he's a guy that's probably a guard, but could play tackle, too. He's only 6'4", but there's, you know, you can make up for that. He'd be an interesting one. They might like him because of his versatility.
Mm-hmm.
And would... very good chance he's available at 25.
Yeah, he's gone to the Texans in a few. Houston kid, too. Went to Episcopal here, so that'd be kind of fun. Text message. Seth, this is Treese from Rochester. Do you know a Treese from Rochester?
I know him via the text line,
okay.
Yeah.
My youngest first cousin, James Hutson III, was traded from Cleveland to the Giants yesterday. I'm so glad he got out of Cleveland. Yes, that's how you know it's bad in Cleveland. When you're happy to get out of Cleveland and go to the Giants, who are nearly as big a dumpster fire as the Browns are right now.
The Giants, at least you can talk yourself into.
Yeah.
Somehow, I guess. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, but at least he's in New York, I guess.
Yeah.
New Jersey, close enough. I'm going to go ahead and post that as news. The close family member
close
of
a listener.
I'm going to screw Treese. He's going to.
Treese. Why not Tytus at left tackle? Somebody texts in.
He's not athletic enough, yeah. I don't think. Now, I don't know. He came into camp last year looking just Jupiter size.
Not athletic.
Yeah. I mean, he had a hard time getting off of the ground. The way a 33-year-old offensive tackle sometimes has a hard time getting off the ground.
Yeah.
Like, just lifting himself up off the ground looked like a labor to him.
Yeah.
So, left tackle versus right tackle doesn't matter as much as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a little something to that.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. We'll circle back to the Laremy Tunsil trade, free agency yesterday. The only news that I've seen come down, push notification-wise, is the Jonathan Allen signing. If you're a Texan fan who wanted to get in on defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, who got cut by the Commanders, he signed with Minnesota this morning. 3 years, $60 million.
Really quick little cherry on top to that James Hudson story.
Yeah.
from somebody who's claimed, like, we don't know for sure if Treese is actually his cousin or not. He's from Cleveland, James Hudson is.
And he didn't want to be there. Probably got tired of taking ticket requests.
According to our texter, still.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's got to be, you know what? That sucks. Being in your hometown on a team that people are really angry at.
Yeah.
He probably can't go anywhere in his old neighborhood without having to just talk about football all day long.
Which is fine when you're 14-3.
Right. Yeah. It's fine when you're getting free subs at the sub shop.
Yeah, you're 3-14 and they're putting laxative in it. Like, wait, what's going on?
Now they're spitting in his pizza.
Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Pettycast, 8 o'clock, Pettycast Tuesday. Speaking of Cleveland, Cleveland is petty about Houston. We will explain and you'll hear it coming up next.